Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, July 9th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in all over the globe. If the satellite system is reaching you, our great SAT team has been getting this call out for months and months and months now, virtually all over the globe, to around 200 countries. And we've had as many as 25 million listeners targeted with this call. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the call tonight. But let's go ahead before we get too excited and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for something that she has prepared for us, which will be a wonderful, wonderful, edifying teaching for us tonight. So, Lord God, we just come to you tonight with the attitude, attitude of gratitude, but thank you for the fact that we can be grateful for so many things that we have, even right now, that have not manifest yet completely, but the fact that the very air we breathe, the roofs over our head, the everything, you know, food we have, clothes we have, everything that we have that you've provided for us, thank you for that. Thank you for so much. And thank you for the blessing that is almost here. We thank you for it arriving in a timely manner. And we look forward to taking part in that full manifestation of that blessing. We love you and thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, it's Tuesday night. Bob and I both thoroughly love the teaching that you find for us. And tonight is no exception. So tell us what it is you found for us tonight.
This is called God in the Galaxies and in Humanity. And I hope everybody likes it. I thought it was different and fresh. I look at the stars and wonder, how old is the universe? All we know is that once upon a time, or rather, once before time, Christ called everything into being in a great breath of creativity. Mm-hmm. Waters, land, green growing things, birds and beasts, and finally, human creatures, the beginning, the Genesis, not in ordinary earth days. The Bible makes it quite clear that God's time is different from our time. 1,000 years for us is no more than the blink of an eye to God. But in God's good time, the universe came into being, opening up from a tiny flower of nothingness to great clouds of hydrogen gas, to swirling galaxies. In God's good time came solar systems and planets, and ultimately, this planet on which we stand on this day as the Earth makes its graceful dance around the sun. It takes one Earth day, one Earth night to make a full turn, part of the intricate pattern of the universe. And God called it good, very good. A sky full of God's children. Each galaxy, each star, each living creature, every particle and subatomic particle of creation, we are all children of the Maker. A subatomic particle, a few, to a of a billion of years to human creatures. We're in children of God. kind of thing. It is love. God's limit to the Jesus. Of the Trinity, Christ made
Sue, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Unfortunately, the last minute of what you just said was
melodophone. Yeah, got broken up. Okay,
it was broken up. I'd like you to go back.
Okay, well,
and
Christ,
from about
I got it.
30 seconds in. And start over.
Okay. 30
make
seconds.
Make sure you're close to you. And make sure you're not too close or you're right distance from the phone.
Okay. Don't try to explain the incarnation to me. It is further from being explainable than the furthest star in the furthest galaxy. It is love. God's limitless love in fleshing that love into the form of a human being, Jesus the Christ, fully human and fully divine. Christ, the second person of the Trinity. Christ, the maker of the universe, or perhaps many universes, willingly and lovingly leaving all that power and coming to this poor, sin-filled planet to live with us for a few years to show us what we ought to be and could be. Christ came to us as Jesus of Nazareth, fully human and wholly divine, to show us what it means to be made in God's image. Jesus, as Paul reminds us, was the firstborn of many brethren. Romans 8:29. I stand on the deck of my cottage, looking at a sky full of God's children, knowing that I am one of many brethren and sistren too, and that Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. Bathed in this love, I go into the cottage and to bed.
Wow.
And that is Galaxies. It's called, hold on a second. One sec. God in the Galaxies and in Humanity. That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow, Sue, that was beautiful. It was fresh. It was novel. It was something that many of us might have thought about in the past, but this was really well brought out. Thank you for bringing that to us so beautifully. I love that. And I think, you know, it's wonderful to think of how God created the heavens and the earth, the animals, the fish in the sea, ourselves, everything, by speaking it into existence, even light. God said, let there be light, and there was light. I mean, this teaching, Sue, was something that gave me goosebumps. You know, my hair was standing
That's the effect I wanted. Good.
Yeah, it really is, because, you know, it's cosmic. It was galactic. It's telling us, first of all, we're not alone. We're not the only planet. We knew that with Copernicus and Galileo and all. But we're, you know, part of a huge, immeasurable set of galaxies, billions and trillions, I would say, of galaxies, maybe more. And I think our universe, as we see it, is virtually limitless. I think I don't see how there's a beginning or an end to it. It's amazing. And you know, I kept getting this image of how life can exist. And I pictured a lava field, like on, for example, the big island of Hawaii with Mount Kilauea and the Kilauea volcano. And I pictured this earth covered with lava. And then I pictured a small flower that had poked its way through a fissure in the lava to show up and to be life. And I was just stunned, kept with that image as you were reading, Sue, of this little innocent, beautiful flower that had bloomed amidst darkness, hardness, lava. I don't know, it just that's the image that it gave me. And of course I'm picturing this huge universe, God as the second part of the Trinity, or another term is the Godhead, is the more usable term we have now, but that is so beautiful. I just think everything that you read was right on the money. I really do. I think it was beautiful. And I wouldn't mind listening to more teaching like that in that same vein. I think it's wonderful for us to be able to, for us to be able to go outside. I picture this woman going out on her porch in a sort of a mountain cabin, looking up without a bunch of light pollution and looking into, have you guys ever driven out west or been out west in pitch black darkness without ambient light, and you look up and that sky is so bright, all those stars, those constellations, planets, everything that you're looking up and seeing, it's amazing. You feel like you can reach out and touch the stars. And that's the image that I had with the woman going out on the porch of her cabin. And then as she exclaimed how beautiful and wonderful the sight was that she saw, she came inside. I think she came inside the cabin fulfilled, satisfied, and went to bed. I love that. I think that's beautiful. I think we have.
I thought it was beautiful too.
You know, I just think we have that. If we can find a place on this earth that is dark, without a bunch of ambient light and light pollution, we can look up the stars and we can really see the hand of God. We see His handiwork, because that's what it is, and that's what I got out of that teaching. And I better stop before I go over time. But thank you, Sue, for bringing that. That was amazing and different and beautiful. Bob, what did you get from that teaching, and how do you envision it?
Thanks, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. I just love that. God in the galaxies. And, you know, Bruce, you're talking about that experience of being in the dark up in the mountains, you know, in Colorado or somewhere, and seeing the Milky Way. And, you know, if you're real lucky, you can see part of the Andromeda Galaxy, which is our closest neighboring galaxy that has 1,000 billion stars in the Andromeda Galaxy. And that's two galaxies, the one we're in, in Andromeda,
right.
And the best guess is that there's 2 trillion galaxies. And so you have a long ways to look, but, you know, recently the Webb telescope has been taking photographs of the earliest galaxies, that are the farthest away.
Mm-hmm.
And they've found the light from galaxies only 350 million years after the start of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 12 billion light years away.
Mm.
And the light is being captured, light that actually exists only in its travels, but the source of the light of those galaxies has long since been burned out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like our own, you know, the stars in our own galaxy, our own sun is a third generation sun, where
mm-hmm.
there's a star here many billions of years ago that exploded and left clouds of creation for God to create more stars. And then one of those became a star that exploded again, and then our sun was born of that second explosion.
That's cool.
And here we are with the galaxies, but not only did God create that, but he created us, and because of his omnipresence, all of that power that he used to create the universe is everywhere. And you know, at the beginning, it seemed that there was nothing, but there actually was everything, because God was there, even though there was nothing that you'd consider visible light today.
Right.
His presence was there, and from his presence came the magnificence, including us. And we stand and sit and live in the midst of that awesome power, and we have every opportunity to experience all of it. And we are now gifted from God that same power. The power of creation is in our hands. And not only that, but we now know from God's gift of intelligence and insight and experimentation that's been given to us humans, we know all kinds of things about light and different types of light and how humans are in fact congealed light. And we emit light and we absorb light continuously along with the oxygen in the atmosphere. And we're given this magnificent vehicle to have our consciousness travel around in. But then the greatest of all possible things happened 2,000 years ago, where this arrival of God himself arrived in the form of Jesus to show us the way, to show us how to navigate and to act, and how to bring our own light forward in the form of the love that Jesus taught us
that
shower upon all the other beings that are in our presence. And to have that gift, to be shown the way, was the greatest of all gifts. And all we have to do now is read and listen and learn more and more and practice and dedicate ourselves to living in that way that we were shown.
It's good.
The greatest of all the gifts we could ever imagine.
Mm. I love that perspective, Bob, that you gave. Beautiful perspective. And I love that so much. This teaching tonight, Sue, made me think we should have had an entire segment on this for months now. We could teach on this, we could speak on this. And get into it really deeply. But you know what I liked? Thank you, Bob, for that. I think that's a great viewpoint. And Sue, what I wanted to say, one more thing on this as I go to you, is notice at the very end, she spoke a very simple, basic, but well-known children's Bible song. Jesus loves me, this I know. Or the Bible told me so, or tells me so. And it's just, that is so beautiful to end on a child's song, a children's song like that. And I thought, it's precious. It really is. God's love for us is special. Tell us what you thought of this teaching, Sue.
You're getting a little choked up, aren't you, Mr. Bruce?
Yeah, I'd say so.
That's good. That's so good. I'm so happy. I saw this teaching, and it was shorter, and I went, it was, to me, it, and I think what's capturing, hopefully it's resonating with a lot of people, is it's the expansion of love. It's the scope of love that you are a part of. It ends that feeling of being separated from the stars, of being, one of my teachers said, we're gravitationally trapped light. Don't you like that, Bob? Gravitationally trapped light. And what this teaching did is it allowed that childlike wonder to expand, and I think everybody resonated with looking up at the stars and seeing them and contemplating on the wonder and the transcendence of your greater existence. And I thought it was really important because that's the age of wonder. Remember, I did a class on pioneering awe.
Mm.
And, you know, it is about, if you let yourself understand that it's really, you're part of this entire universe, you're part of breaking out of the trap that bound you in limitation, which is why Christ came, and you're actually going to be living and creating and reimagining and re-experiencing life the way Christ always knew it could be. That's really what we're just about to do. We're about to live and bring the life, the understanding, the miracles, the ways of being, the years of no death, the way Christ talked about it. And all we have to do is have the mind and the faith of a child. And that's why I thought this was so filled with that magic and that wonder and that innocence and that faith. So
thank you.
That's
Sue.
Why I loved it. Yep.
Thank you. Very. It's just an amazing thing, and it's reminding me of a couple of verses of some very famous hymns to talk about when I bestow that awesome wonder the universe has made. I mean, it's just, you know, it's really, really pretty amazing. You think about it, it's totally and so beautiful. I appreciate everything that Bob said and what you said, Sue, and I think we're definitely on the right track with this teaching, It just gets us to think outside the box, stand outside, and look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. So, thank you for that, Sue. Let's go into a Tuesday night praise report time frame.
Let's see if we switch screens.
We'll see whether Pastor Scott or Jeannie, a.k.a. Jeannie, have come in. Okay, Sue, praise, take it away.
Praise times three. Tonight, I'm praising God for once again sparing my life. He did a year ago, July 4th, when I had 16, a year ago, when I had 16 strokes. 16, Bob. What the heck is going on there, Bob? In 6 days. Had special off-label surgery where a neurosurgeon put cardiac stent in my brain. Your prayers all year have helped my recovery. Last week I had another streak, and that's why I wasn't on the call.
Another stroke?
I'm still in the hospital. I praise God for Big Call Universe and their prayers. Love you all. I know God has something big left for me to do. I have great projects that will give God all the glory. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Wow, Pastor Scott, with another stroke and in the hospital. Well, Sue, we have to pray right now for Pastor Scott and everyone else out there that is under attack. I've been under attack. People I know have been under attack with medical issues, not just me or Pastor Scott or anybody else. A lot of us have been under attack by the devil and his angels or minions. And it's time that we stood up and put the devil under our feet, which is the right place. So we have to resist the devil, and he will what? He will flee from you. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. We've got to do this, and we've got to do it by speaking that out loud like we will now. So I've just come to you right now, Pastor Scott, and speak the joy of the Lord over your healing, that your healing would be manifest, that the residual effects of these strokes would be null and void, and you would be able to retain all of your memory, all of your body function, everything as new as God restores your body and heals you from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be completely healed, and let this be true for anyone else within the sound of my voice in Big Call Universe that's finding themselves under some form of attack. Satan is trying to take us all out. He knows the good that we're about to do. He wants to get in the middle of it and stop it. We're not going to let him stop it. We've got the name that is above every name, and that is the name of Jesus. That name is above every disease, every disorder, every malady, every incident that would come against us, strokes or any other thing. So we're claiming and proclaiming the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that name, and that we have the authority and the power to use that name in this way. And we call it as done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Bruce. Let me go to Jeannie's. Praise. History of National Don't Put All Your Eggs in One Omelet Day. Wow. Eggs are more... I know. That's interesting. Jeannie, eggs are more than food. And you know what? I can see Jeannie smiling right now. They've played a symbolic role in many cultures. I can't see her face, but I can feel her smiling. And civilizations. They've appeared in festival ceremonies and traditional celebrations. They represent change and growth. Easter eggs symbolize the resurrection of Christ. Hold on one second. I'm going to take a sip.
Get a hit.
I don't like having to clear my throat. National Kitten Day. Wednesday, 7:10. It's like every other week it's something with cats.
Something with cats, I love that.
I know, an enigma. And we humans are utterly fascinated by them. Cats have been living with people for 12,000 years, according to scientists.
Yes.
Pick Blueberries Day, Wednesday, 7:10. We are very excited. celebrate this delicious superfood and get picking. Virtue of the day. Patience. The virtue of patience deepens your ability to meet life's challenges. It is a form of suffering. Though often mild, it does refine character and soul. You can discipline yourself to be patient. This is what the wise and happy do. Independence Day. Last week, what we really celebrated on Independence Day is the freedom to live and to serve as we're called. Religious freedom is something we hold dear, and as people of faith, we have every reason to celebrate the opportunity to worship and practice our faith as the Lord calls us to do. We praise God today and every day for God's love, kindness, compassion, and especially this RV blessing, all the leaders and listeners, and the Big Call platform. May God bless everyone on this Big Call, all the leaders and listeners, with health, love, faith, and joy. Everyone have a blessed week. And hope and pray we get the 800 numbers so we may start the RV blessing process this week. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen.
Amen. That's good, Jeannie. Thank you for that, Jeannie. That's really good. And I love, what's tomorrow, a kitten day on Wednesday?
Kitten day. Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Pretty cute. Very cute. Yeah. Most of us love kittens, but we don't all have them, but a lot of people do. That was good, Sue. Thank you. I was going to comment on that somehow. Well, I'll just wait till the Intel segment, I think. I think I can bring that up then. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Much success in healing as you're healed and so that you can get out of that hospital and rehab whatever you need to rehab from it and get back into the swing of things, back home. That's what our prayer is for you, to get fully functional, up and running as soon as possible, in Jesus' name. Sue, thank you for that praise report segment. And now let's go into what it is you'd want to tell us about tonight. What do you have planned? And what do you have planned in the way of something new?
Well, I'd like to think that we pursue and we own and we claim the ability to ask the questions that are going to reshape our future. So I'm going to give us each a little moment to reflect. Once you look back on the past week, go back to past Tuesday, how immersive was your focus on your own future versus the outside noise and how that future and what you were focusing on was going to prepare to shape a new world.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. What evidence are you seeing in your life that you're becoming ready for your next leap? And who do you want to be? Who do you want to be when this blessing comes? What is the one core area of your focus that will make the biggest impact? Just take a minute to think about that. And what I'm really excited about is a lot of people I'm learning don't really have the latest understanding of how important their attention is for shaping their future. They don't know. They don't know that your well-crafted focus on a day-to-day basis and how you focus and how you train your attention is probably the most single important tool for creating any result in you, and then learning how to transfer that result throughout the people that you're working with. So you're going to get a seismic uptick. You're going to get a huge leap in your happiness, in your focus, in your satisfaction. And I'll read you a quote from a guy, Dr. Richard Burnett, who wrote a book called Good Strategy, Bad Strategy. Good strategy requires leaders who are willing and able to say no to a wide variety of actions and interests. Strategy is at least as much about what a person or an organization does not do as it is about what it does. So I'm really excited because a few people in the pod have been writing, when's the next class? When's the next class? So here's what we're revealing. We're going to be bringing you a class called Humanitarian Startup Clarity, Strategic and Surprising New Keys to Surpass Startup Norms. Strategic and Surprising New Keys to Surpass Startup Norms. So what is a startup norm? What is it? A lot of people have never started something like a big project or a business or had big responsibilities for running hospital-like organizations or companies or like Bob, or helping other people start up things like I have, or being an entrepreneur like you have, Bruce. But a lot of people have never done and built something that's a startup successfully. And yet, I know for Bob, he's done a lot of that. For you, Bruce, you've done a lot of that. For me, it's been about 65% of my coaching over the past 31 years. And there's some really, really surprising elements that show up. And what we're going to do in this class, it's going to start on Thursday, the 11th. It's going to be Thursday night, 7:25, Friday night, 7:25, and a third night, Monday night, 7:25, and we're going to show you the new science of how you're going to be able to reduce all that stress all that confusion. Lots of different people are giving you different ideas. People easily get overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. They don't know which answer is right, especially if they've never started something. And we're going to show you the scientific keys of how you're going to train your attention to actually know what is the most effective, direct way to start your projects in a way that it will not only energize you, but it's going to energize your team. And why is that important? Because most people go in and they don't know there's the strategy and the strategic planning. That's all the obvious part. But they don't know how to drive an organization that's going to be built on the emotions and the focus that's going to make it high engagement, high world-class kind of project. So this is for people that are going to put their standard and say, we want to build, even if it's a small prototype, even if it's, you know, you're starting with a community project, we're going to build and we're going to attract world-class talent. What does that mean, world-class talent? That means people, two things, that are going to be able to put their heart, their whole heart, and their energy into your project. And you're going to learn how to engage those people. But for sustainability, what are you going to have to do? You're going to have to find the people that now know, and you're going to guide those people so they don't burn out. Here's the scenario. You've got a lot of, you're going to be starting your projects after Nisarg Sara. A lot of information is going to come out about the toxic cultures, the toxic people, the toxic work ethic, the toxic ways. There's probably going to be like a general overhaul and probably pretty quick around the number of hours people are going to work. So you've got to start your organization with an understanding, which is my organization, my umbrella organization is called the Regenerative Future Network. It's going to show you how are you going to get people energized and focused in the amount of time that is their peak interest and focus, and then build your organization where people are contributing at their peak. How are you going to coordinate? How are you going to build that? And how are you going to know how to do that simply in 3 days so that you have a blueprint, so that you can say, okay, this is the way we want to design it. This is the way we're going to work. These are the results we're going to get, and I want you working at your peak so we can be doing this and sustaining and building a world-class project. And what would that mean to you? It would mean person responding. It would mean I was really energized. It would mean I'd have people that were really on board, that we were collaborating really well. We knew what we were doing. We were coordinating. We were rowing the boat together. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest thing, to get a world-class, high-performing team. You've got to be rowing in rhythm. You've got to be rowing in the same direction. You're going to come into a team, and you've got to develop it so everybody's rowing with passion to make that an inspiration and clarity. Clarity. You've got to be so clear, and you've got to get your boat rowing with passion and the reason that they're doing this, so that it can kick off. You want your big why? You're going to kick off a movement. My reason for creating these kinds of my organization is I want to be the model. I want to be the model of what a world-class project looks like. And I'm going to measure it. I'm going to be able to prove that people's hearts and minds and bodies are improving and becoming healthier, happier, their families. I'm going to measure that. So do you think that if I'm going to go do that, I might know a little bit about how to help your team and you get strategic and surprising new keys to surpass startup norms? And if I told you that my background was in working with high potential people, talented people, but doing things that they never thought, that like were industry breaking standards. I've done that. So I know how to do this. And I know how to help other people to do it. So if you want to get, and if you want to be part of a group of people that are going to start their projects with the clarity and the simplicity, this is not going to be complex. This is not going to be a bunch of intellectual gobbledygook. This is going to be about how you have to set yourself up first. Secondly, how you've got to be so clear and so energizing in what you're going to do to capture the heart and the emotion of the people that you're hiring. And thirdly, how you're going to set yourself and your team free while helping them outperform. This is not about micromanaging. This is not about laissez-faire managing. This is about knowing just the right amount of energy so that people feel empowered to do and act on your clarity, and they feel the full trust and authority that you're giving them because you picked the right people, number one, and number two, because you believe in them so much that they are going to believe in themselves. That's, you can't do that if you don't believe in yourself. You cannot do it. So we got to start it with you. You've got to be the person that can come into the room and say, this is what we're going to do. You are the people that are going to do it with us, and this is the outstanding result we're going to get. You have to be bold, you have to be empathic, but most of all, you've got to believe, have them know that they can do it. And most people have never had that kind of strength, that kind of energy, that kind of inspiration, and that kind of passion meeting them. And that's what it's going to take to create your first project. And why is that important? Because if you don't have this information, you're going to get lost trying to do it different ways with maybe mediocre people that don't know what they're doing, that don't know how to get everybody on board, that don't know how to get the boat rowing together. If you don't have that, and it's not deeply in your bones. I mean, people can feel when you're coming from your head, but they can also feel when you have the experience, when it's coming from your heart, and they're going to feel it, even if you've never done this before. I'm going to show you, just like I did in my very first consulting gig back in 1993, I'd never done it before. I was working for the toughest company, I found out 4 years later, the toughest company to consult for. But those people actually saw how earnest I was, and they knew I was for them. And that's what you're going to do that's going to be different. That's the difference of the people that are listening to this call right now. You have the heart to say, I know what's in it for you. I have your back. I want this to regenerate you. I want this to excite you. I want this to make a difference. And this is going to be the most exciting experience of your life. If you can do that, the world is going to change. So if you want to help the world to change, all you have to do is sign up and send an email to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com, and call it, just call it Startup Clarity. Startup Clarity. I like the ending, the tag to the title, so I'm going to say it again because I like it. Strategic and surprising new keys to surpass startup norms. Startup norms are riddled with confusion and doubt and this and that. A lot of that's going to go away because of the money. But you want to be able to have your mind ready to ignite other minds and have that clarity. And this is science, neuroscience-backed stuff. These are things that are going to get brains on fire. You got to know how to get brains and hearts on fire.
And this is Startup Clarity in the subject line, right?
No. Yeah, Startup Clarity in the subject line. $150. It's just $150 for three classes. Right. You're going to have handouts that you can give to your people, and you're going to be able to really know what you're going to prioritize, how you're going to get your mind ready, and really what it's going to take to simplify your startup efforts. To simplify it so you're not confused. All you have to do is send, unless you're in the pod people know what to do. If you're new, we welcome you. If you've never been to one of our calls, you're going to be like, who are these people? How come it's better? The energy is so amazing. How come it's kind of, you're not going to be overloaded. Your brain is going to download, clarity, simplicity, focus, and I know what to do, and I'm going to get the support post this class to do it. Just put Cash App, your name, and your telephone number, and you'll be in this class on Thursday night. I will be sending it out if you're a pod member. I'm going to be sending this out tomorrow. I don't know what time. Tomorrow afternoon. And the sign-up starts on Thursday at 10 a.m. Just it makes it easier if we get all that stuff done early in the day. So Thursday at 10, if we send it out tomorrow, you're happy to go ahead and do it. But official start starts Thursday, registration, investment of $150, Thursday 10 a.m., cutoff Thursday at 6, and that's about it. We're going to limit it.
Right?
Yeah, we are limiting it to 22 people, so it's intimate.
And the class is Thursday, Friday, and Monday at 7:25 p.m. Eastern.
Yep, 7:25 p.m. Eastern. And if you don't know, I might as well just say this quickly. What we do is we send out the call-in number at 6:45, and then we start the class at 7:25 with a little connection, and then we start exactly at 7:30. It's an hour and a half class. And let's just say people love the experience so much, sometimes it's hard to get off the call.
They don't want to get off.
They don't want to get off the phone. And you're going to learn a lot. You're going to learn about the power of your mind and how your mental rehearsal is going to create this focus and how you're going to quickly be able to be a master of starting up with clarity and surpassing startup norms, which is confusion, delay, lack of focus, overwhelm, all that stuff. You're going to get that in this class. And I'll just quickly throw out, we are still offering, it's interesting, when we don't offer it, people come back. But we're offering the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And I'll just say, here's how to look at the Golden Wisdom Bundle. If you could just have 1% more clarity, more focus, more, oh, I see how this is going to go. Oh, I'm training my mind and my new capacities as a leader, as a person that's going to have money and knowing what to do with it. I'm going to dip my toe when I feel like doing once a week, I would recommend. For the next year, I'll know the things that I'm going to be addressing. I'm going to get not a business startup point of view, but I'm going to get how to start my journey with my family, with the people I hire, with premier bankers, with how to do my real estate, how to negotiate becoming suddenly sovereignly wealthy, how to do collaboration, everything that you're going to need in the new world, post-RV, post-announcement of disclosure. This is not out there in the world because people haven't done that research and they're more mainstream. The Golden Wisdom Bundle is for people that want to pull back the curtain and see the future and get the latest 150 different resources and sources of research for the future of work, the future of collaboration, things you need to think about strategically that are beyond what conventional people do that you're going to need to know as a person that's starting and building an entirely new system for our world. That is what the Golden Wisdom Bundle delivers. So if you want the Golden Wisdom Bundle, same email address, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Put your name, your telephone number, Cash App, and it's $300 for a year's worth of courses. A year's worth. It's what, 20 courses? 20, Bruce, help
it's
me
actually
with that.
30 hours, but 20 different classes.
Okay, 30
Five
hours,
courses.
Yeah, five courses, thank you. In development, I forget my own stuff. It's a lot. It's going to walk you through. It's going to keep you company. People have said, and we've read these testimonials, and then I'll get off. People have said that we're sick, that we're discouraged, that we're depressed, that had health issues, that they use this course to energize them, to motivate them, that they feel their meditations on the course that are designed to literally connect you to your purpose, your greater purpose, which is very inspiring, invigorating, and your brain is actually going to get engaged. So that this woman said, I was sick, I was depressed, I use this to stay energized.
Yep.
Imagine a learning system that's going to do that for you and for the future. So we're really, really proud of the Golden Wisdom Bundle. Please take advantage of it. It will not be available once this goes. It's $300 and it's worth thousands of dollars.
Well, regular price $550. Well,
it's
worth thousands.
But it was designed for us. It was designed with love, it was designed with science, it was designed with Christ, and it's designed to make you sharp and clear, happy, and stress-free as you go on this journey. So, that's what I have to say for tonight. And
thank you. And
I want to dedicate this.
No shout-outs, no shout-outs.
Everything that matters. Everything that matters. I always have to get that dedication in. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Sue. Thank you. That's quite a lot right there. That is a lot. So appreciate that. And, the new course sounds really good. I'm excited about that. And that's beginning Thursday, two nights from tonight. Thursday, Friday, and Monday. And then, of course, the Golden Wisdom Bundle is available. So send those emails off even tonight after Bob's segment while you're listening to the intel. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that so much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Okay. Bob, that's kind of an earful right there. Sue brought a lot of information in her classes. But I tell you, when we turn to you, we look to you for health, information, great products that help us with our nutrition. And also, we look for testimonials to testify to the value of Boomer's products. And also any technology, any new research that you've come across. And if there's anything new in the way of a sale that we can take advantage of.
Sure, Bruce. Yeah, there is actually something new in the way of a sale. Today we started a sale on our barley, both our Gladiator barley and Heirloom barley. Mm-hmm. And it's been put into the list of the products that are 25% off, which is also our vitamin C and our collagen. So the collagen and vitamin C went together. You know, it takes vitamin C to help assemble all those peptides that are in the collagen powder into the proteins that our body can use. That's why we put them both on sale together. And then generally, around this time of year, in July, we put our barley on sale, and it's also on sale 25% off.
Well, that's great.
That's going on right now. So a little issue arose earlier today regarding the shipping, and you're supposed to be able to get free shipping on the products when you order. You know, your collagen and vitamin C and stuff, but you have to do it based on a threshold. And I think it got changed today to what the threshold would normally be for barley. So we're going to be working that out tomorrow morning to make sure that it works. But if people want to give a call in or go online, get those products on sale, really great time for it. And also wanted to let people know this, Bruce, that we are going to be getting our new Myotrol suit. Today we got the tracking number for labels that are now on their way to San Diego. And that product is going to be put into the gel caps. They already have the liquid there. It's already been quarantined and proven safe. And it's going to be put in the gel caps in a couple of weeks, and we'll have it probably right around the end of the month. We will have plenty of Myotrol for everybody. I just wanted to say this, Bruce, if people want to get onto the waiting list so you can get it right away when it arrives, just go to our website, and when you get there, there's a search up on the top left. Their search icon is a circle with a little line coming down that looks like something that you would use as a magnifying glass.
Yeah, right.
That's a search icon. So you click it, and a bar shows up, and type in Myotrol, right? Myotrol, Myotrol, and you'll see a picture pop up that looks like a pill bottle. You click it, and you're going to come to a page that's going to allow you to click a green button that says "Notify me." Notify me when available. And so you click on that, and you'll be able to put in your email address, and we'll notify you as soon as it comes in, and you'll be able to get it right away. And so that's good news. We have both of those sales going on and the Myotrol coming soon, which is going to be on sale for first-time buyers. You'll be able to get that sale. And the other thing was this, Bruce. We did get a few testimonials that came in.
Oh, cool.
You know, over all right. The weekend. This one was short and sweet. This lady sent us a picture of herself with her dog, which is absolutely adorable. They both are.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very simple. It's about Boomer Boost. It says, couldn't make it without it. Every single day I take it and I have energy galore.
Oh, good.
And
terrific.
Another one about Boomer Boost from a man who just simply said, I'm very happy with these products. And another one came about Good Night Formula. My wife loves it. She can't live without it. It's part of her daily routine. It's the first sleep medication that she's actually used habitually. And it's
yes.
also good for her diabetes. It doesn't raise her blood sugar.
No.
And there's another one that says, Sarah and I both take the probiotic. And they're talking about the enzyme pack with the probiotic. It's the best we have ever found. I take the digestive enzyme too. It's the first thing I have taken that does the total job for my digestive system.
Wow.
And this was our... 2 hours ago, we got this testimonial about Myotrol. This is the third month of use. My muscle mass has returned to my arms and legs, and my lower back is stronger. Along with the Boomer Boost, it's a winning combination.
Mm.
And I can tell you, you know, I felt the same type of benefits that this gentleman felt, and it keeps improving as you go. And the other day I was helping Larry move some things that needed to go to a job site on a piece of real estate that he owns, and we stopped and bought all this paint at the paint store, including these 5 gallon buckets of paint.
Uh-oh. 5 gallon buckets.
They weigh about 100 pounds. And normally, we would get to the job site, and Larry would be, okay. And, you know, he's like, I'll have a couple of my men come over and get that paint. And yeah. This time, as soon as he got out of the car, the man who's his landscaper was right there, so he started talking to him. I went to the back of the car, like, let me grab one of these 5 gallon buckets. And I picked it up. Just picked it up in my arms, cradled it in my arms, walked it over to the job site, came back, got the other one, walked it over, grabbed all the small 1 gallon cans and just unloaded my whole truck. And I'm like, that's cool. It's been about 20 years since I've been able to just pick up one of those buckets and walk off with it.
Yeah, really.
And that's what people experience. You know, it's not just men being able to lift heavy things, but we have a lot. Most of our testimonials are from women who have more energy and just feel like they've gotten a lot younger. And, you know, when people start to get old, and I have never felt this myself, Bruce, because I'm only 68, but I ran nursing homes for 20-something years.
Yes.
And I've seen lots of people who get very old and frail and can't even get to the point where they get to the point where they can't stand up on their own and they can't lift themselves up out of a chair, and they have to be cared for in that way. And I'm looking forward to being able to get enough Myotrol as time goes by where everybody can take it and never have to experience getting that frail that they have to go and live in a nursing home, but rather, you know, be able to live, you know, over 100 years old and still
Amen.
Be strong and still be able to get up and about and do things. And
good.
That, Bruce, I think that it's getting late tonight. It's already past 10:15.
Yeah.
And I was going to talk for a while about dementia. There's been a lot in the news about dementia and neurodegenerative disease.
Type 3 diabetes. Yep.
And so I think that what we'll do is if we have a call on Thursday, I'll talk about that in my segment where we can talk about what it is that causes dementias like that, including poor circulation, including toxicity, low energy levels, lack of light, lack of exercise, low levels of irisin in your cerebral spinal fluid, low electrical potential in your brain, poor nutrition, all those types of things that we know any one of them can cause vascular dementia. And when three or four of them happen together, you get, you know, what we're seeing on TV these days. And so we'll talk on Thursday about each aspect of it and exactly what it is that people need to do to prevent that from happening to them.
Okay. Sounds great, Bob. Let's do that. And before we go to Intel, let's tell them how to get access to the Boomer site. First thing you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. And when you land on our homepage, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. You click on that banner, and it's a direct link into Bob's website. So click on that. It'll take you in his site. You'll see the products that are on sale with the heirloom barley and the gladiator barley and the vitamin C and collagen, all at 25% off, all a great buy. And then you'll learn a lot about other products. And remember, Bob told you if you're interested in getting on the list for Myotrol, go to the magnifier search icon on the upper far left. Click on that and type in Myotrol, M-Y-O-T-R-O-L, Myotrol, and it'll come up with a bottle, and you can click on it. It'll say, notify me when available. So that's going to be really good. We want to get Myotrol out to as many people as really want to see it because it is a new, brand new, and special type of supplement. And you've heard some testimonials on it already. You've already seen that it will take us and take us much, much further into what we want to be health-wise. So thank you, Bob. Also, the phone number to call, if you want to call, if you have any questions, the number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. Check the website out and be sure to call in and then place any order that you need to place online if you're able. All right. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate that so much. He gave me a time hack, and I think I'm going to get this done in the allotted time. The reason I say by 10:30, because here's the thing, guys. To be completely candid with you, we've heard this is the week or this is our week for months now. And it's getting a little old. And it is a banned phrase on the Big Call. In other words, we're not really too much into that. I was told this is the week for this to go. And I think it could be. In fact, one of our sources just, a few hours ago, said to me, this should still be our week. This should be. Well, that's great. But obviously, nothing really matters until it happens. Because we don't see, I see a lot of what's behind the scenes. I do get that. I get a lot of information that is not online. It's not out there. I can't even put it out. But you get more from this call, from the big call, than anything else. I know that because I know what else is out there. Now, let me say this. It was a week since our last call because of the 4th of July, as you know, we took off. So from Tuesday to Tuesday, last Tuesday to Tuesday, there have been a lot of things happening. And I'll tell you one thing that we received from three different intel sources said that tomorrow, which is the 10th of July, would be the start of Debt Jubilee. And you guys know that's part of NASARA. Now, I'm trying to get confirmed before the call tonight whether tomorrow is still the start of Debt Jubilee, which would mean what we called R&R, Restitution and Reclamation Allowance. That's the refunding to us of our birth certificate trading money, death certificate trading money, marriage license, death certificate training money, and divorce decree. All of those documents were traded as bonds on us as chattel property, and we are to receive the benefit of those trades, the money that those earned, and that's part of our R&R. What else is part of it? The other parts are federal income tax that we paid. We'll get that back. Mortgage interest that we paid on any and all homes includes also credit card interest paid, bank loan interest that we've paid. There's quite a bit that will come back to us. If you're 62 and older, I believe it is 62, might be 60. 62 and older is considered a lump sum payment. And it'll go, if you're taking Social Security now, it'll go into that same account. They know the accounts that we actually have. So it'll show up in your bank account. You don't have to do anything. You just go to your account and see it. And younger people, all the way down to the age 28, I believe is the youngest that will start seeing something on that. But you'll get paid over 3 years monthly on that. And if you're older, like I think it's either 40 or 40 and above, it might be the cutoff. You'll be paid in 2 years over, paid monthly over 2 years instead of lump sum. So we have all that to look forward to. Now, we also were told that the notifications, okay, here's the thing. The final email to go out to our Redemption Center leader that has responsibility and jurisdiction, if you will, for information handling over all the redemption centers east of the Mississippi River, which is 6,800 redemption centers east of the Mississippi. 6,800. And this person is working with another person to divide those into half so that each of them has responsibility to send a forwarded email of information to 3,400 Redemption Center leaders. Now, the email that was to be the final email that this person was to receive, who's over those 6,800 redemption centers, came in last Saturday at 10:03 a.m. They had to hold that email until yesterday at 4 o'clock when they were supposed to send it out at 4 p.m. Eastern. It didn't go out then. None of the redemption center's heads, the leaders, received it yet. Then the talk was, well, it will go out this afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. Not yet. Redemption Center leaders we've talked to said they have not received it yet. So what is that saying? That's saying that something is holding this back from going under that prescribed timeline. Now, does that mean that everything's deferred to tomorrow, the day of the first day of debt jubilee? We can hope, though. We can hope that it is. I don't know that, though. I hope we get it, the notification. Now, this notification, remember, is to the Redemption Center leaders. Then our notifications to go in and set, to go in, to call the 800 numbers and set our appointments would follow that and maybe follow it by an hour or two. It's hard to say, but Redemption Center leaders need to get the heads up that this is going and to be ready for it and to be ready to take calls, as we call the call centers, and our final connection is going to be to the Redemption Center and speak to a live person if we're a ZIM holder. So picture yourself calling in. It might be automated when you call. Call the 800 number, and it's automated, and all of a sudden you key in, you know, your currency by a code, which might be, I don't know, let's just say one. Press one if you have Zimbabwe currency. Press two if you have Iraqi dinar. Press. I don't know how it's going to go, but if that's how it goes and you get into the system that way, you'll be talking to somebody who will direct you by your zip code to your redemption center. So know the zip code where you plan to exchange. Could be near your home, could be near your business. It could be different than both of those. So you plug that in, and then they will either transfer your call directly to the redemption center, and you'll speak to a person there, or you will be given another phone number to call to go directly to that redemption center. It's going to depend on where in the country you're calling from and so on. But the point is you'll get an appointment set. They'll give you approximately 2 minutes to set your appointment. It's approximately a two-minute call. And then, of course, you're going to need to, get whatever, your passport if you have one, your driver's license, your military ID or your student ID or your government ID, something with a picture on it. Bring one or two of those. And then, obviously, get one or two utility bills or phone bills to show your home address, that kind of thing. Bring that with you. Don't forget to bring your currency. I can see people bringing everything else and all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I left my currency at home. And then they're in trouble. So don't forget your currency. And make sure that you get there no earlier than 10 minutes before your time. So if your time is 12:30 in the afternoon, don't get there before 12:20. Okay? If your time's at 3 in the afternoon, don't get there before 2:50 in the afternoon. Okay? So, you know what? We want this thing to roll. They think they can get us taken care of in 30 to 35 minutes. And we'll see how that goes. I think they will. If you have bonds, sheet bonds, that are in a box or boxes, a couple of boxes of bonds, bring them, but tell them when you're setting up your appointment that you have, I've got golden dragon bonds, I've got railroad bonds, I've got whatever bonds you've got, and make sure, of course, you have the provenance to go with those bonds. And they can handle those at the Redemption Center. There's usually one person there at the Redemption Center that is up to speed and can handle the bonds. So if you have them, bring them. All right. So I can't tell you that we're on cue for tomorrow to be our day, but if it is the first day of Debt Jubilee, then I don't see why we wouldn't be notified tomorrow. And it's like one of the sources told us, he said, it should still be this week. So maybe instead of tomorrow exchanging, maybe it's Thursday. You know, it could very well be. But whichever day it is, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, hopefully it is this week and we get that done. So that's the truth and that's where we stand right now. I'm giving it to you as I get it. And that's pretty much what it is. Regarding something else you can do in the meantime, Sue still has the Golden Wisdom Bundle available on a special price at $300. You want to get that and pick up all 20 classes, which ends up becoming 30 hours of her involvement with teaching of five different courses. And you just listen to them at your own pace. They come by email to you, you click on the link, and you just listen, maybe one a week, maybe two, but 1 hour and a half class a week. And just keep listening all the way through from the beginning to the end. And you'll get so much out of it. Oh my gosh, you'll get, and you'll be really better prepared for everything that's about to happen. She covers a lot in those five courses. Only $300, integratedmindsathushmail.com, and then put Golden Bundle 300 in the subject line. Make sure you have Cash App, and put your name and phone number in the email, so in case she needs to text you, she can. The other thing is the brand new class that's starting up on Thursday. Three classes, Thursday, Friday, and Monday for $150. And then just put in the subject line, just put new class, $150. And since I can't remember the exact title of it, just put that in. And the same thing's true. Use your email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Send that on to Sue as soon as you can and let her know I'm in for the class. I'm in, and she'll be in touch with you tomorrow and then Thursday. The class starts at 7:25 p.m. and goes about an hour and a half Thursday night, Friday night, and Monday night. So let's see what develops between now and then. Let's see if tomorrow might be our magic day when we get numbers. But these emails going out to the Redemption Center leaders need to happen. And so far, by the time of the big call, they had not happened yet. So that still needs to happen. And that was, according to our source, the final email coming from Treasury. And by the way, the new U.S. Treasury, and they have used the term new U.S. Treasury, is on the Paiute Reservation in a sovereign territory out near Reno. And so that is a really good thing for us. Our monies are protected. We've got all the gold Don't worry about that. It's stored in 6 different locations. Everything is good to go. And we're ready. And I think that we should be seeing political change here. We should be seeing Nasara and Jassara coming out. And we just have a whole lot of great things to look forward to. So let's go ahead with that. I want to thank Sue and Bob, GCK. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Continued healing for you. And thank you, Jeannie, for a wonderful praise report again. And everybody in the SAT team that's helping to get this call out to as many as 200 countries around the globe and as many as 25 million listeners that have been targeted specifically with this call. Thank you for that, SAT team. And I just want to thank everybody that's listening in Big Call Universe that's listened and has been here for 13 years. Or some of you less, and some of you that full time. You haven't missed a call. We thank you for it, and thank you for your patience and your indulgence and your listenership to the Big Call. Well, let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much for the wisdom that you have, that you're imparting to us. And we know your ways are not our ways, Father, but we know that every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from you. We thank you that the blessing is indeed a gift, and we look forward to the manifestation of that blessing here shortly, maybe still this week. And Lord God, thank you for what you're giving us now, what you're providing us with, and what we have, and give us our health, and you've given us our healing through Jesus Christ, and it's in his name that we pray. Amen and amen. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you, and we will see you Thursday unless we get the emails that we're so much looking forward to. God bless you all.